Speaking at a meeting he held with some war veterans and ZANU-PF supporters at the ruling party's headquarters in Harare yesterday, President Mugabe warned protesters that his government would crush any form of protest against the government. Mr. Mugabe said demonstrators would rot in jail if they were caught by authorities in the streets. Former Energy Minister Elton Mangoma, leader of the opposition Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe Party, castigated Mr. Mugabe for making these remarks, saying such utterances are an affront to Zimbabwe's constitution.
We completely reject it. As you know, that in terms of the constitution, the right to demonstrate is sacrosanct. But we are very much aware that Mugabe does not want this particular constitution, and as seen by how much of it he has implemented, you'll find that very little of it has been implemented, and he will continue to use what we call Mugabe law. He will do what he wants.
Former finance minister and leader of the Mavambokusile Dawn Party, Simba Makoni, added that President Mugabe's remarks were an indication that his government applies the law selectively.
If he's saying he wants police to arrest demonstrators, he's addressing or targeting a particular group of demonstrators. Because when Chipanga and ZANU-PF youths beat the street, they will not be arrested, they will not be beaten up, but they are demonstrators. So it's specifically targeted at demonstrators who are not his supporters. And that just confirms Mugabe's dictatorship.
Promise Mukwananzi, spokesperson of the Jamuka Sesijikile campaign, a coalition of youths in political parties and civic organizations, said his organization was determined to mobilize Zimbabweans to stage protests against Mr. Mugabe's government. He said no amount of threats would deter them from engaging in peaceful demonstrations against the deteriorating social and economic situation in the country.
We take President Mugabe's threats very seriously. However, we are not deterred. We are not intimidated. What we are doing are lawful and peaceful protests to express and demonstrate our unhappiness with his government, with his ministers, with the corruption that is in the country and the poverty that is afflicting our people. We are going to be escalating peaceful and lawful protests across the country. And if Mugabe and his government try or crush those demonstrations, it will be there out there for the world to see the kind of leader that he is.
Meanwhile, Kuraone Chiwai, spokesperson of the MDC formation led by former Industry Minister Washman Ncube, has urged the Southern African Development Community and the African Union to intervene in Zimbabwe, saying the security of the country's citizens was now at risk.
Expecting SADC to intervene in the Zimbabwean country, not only SADC and even the African Union, and we are looking forward to see their intervention.
Chiwai's sentiments were echoed by Zimbabweans United for Democracy, or Zunde, political party leader Gilbert Dzikiti, who said it was worrying that SADC and AU leaders are not engaging President Mugabe on human rights violations in his country.
The biggest problem in terms of Africa has been comradeship, and the comradeship that knows no in SADC is we have those leaders who cannot speak truth to power, especially if it is their own counterparts. We have a situation where President Zuma is always patting Robert Mugabe on the back.
Hundreds of demonstrators were arrested in recent weeks after staging anti-government protests in some parts of the country. MDCT youths insist that they are going ahead with their plan to engage in sustained nationwide protests in August to press Mr. Mugabe to leave office for allegedly failing to run Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.